It's Tuesday, July the 29th, 2008. You're listening to yet another amazing episode of Inside K-12 Online, Episode 4, a conversation about not K-12onlineconference.org. Brought to you by Cheryl Nussbaum Beach, Darren Kurapatwa, Dean Shoresky, Bud Hunt, and Wesley Fryer.
We have spent tonight, it has been an amazing night, chatting about K-12 online, how we can amplify the possibilities and different options of things that we can do and what it means and where it's going and, you know, everybody's understanding. And I think that really out of that has come the foundational understanding of what we're trying to do with K-12 online. And from the very beginning, and don't let me speak for you guys, but, you know, from the very beginning, I think K-12 online has been about giving teachers voice. It's been a conference by teachers for teachers with even an emergent understanding of what a conference is, but really helping us to think in terms of how can, instead of having this top-down kind of thing, how can we somehow, in a halfway structured way, be able to share with people and get them started on this journey, or really be able to ratchet them up where they are and help them to get, you know, further and deeper and pushing these ideas. And every year it has gotten more exciting, and it's gotten richer, and it, at least for me, as far as a professional development opportunity, it has just been absolutely amazing. But the constant thing I think that's there, and I hope you guys agree with me, is that we've always had this kind of nudging or tugging at our hearts that it really needed to be more, and that while the organization was necessary in some retrospects, because we have, you know, just logistics, we have a short amount of time and we want to get it out there and we want to represent a lot of voices, it's needed something else. It's needed a way to reach more people.
And
do
so
you guys agree?
Yeah. And I think that's where our discussions, and when I, as a newcomer to this process, of course, that's one of the questions is, why can't we just have everybody present? Why can't everybody be involved? Why do we have to have boundaries? And as I think, Cheryl, you've addressed some of those kinds of things, but there still is a way, and I think this is what we're trying to introduce and share tonight, is the fact that we think we've come up with a start to involve more people and make sure that everybody can participate. And so whether or not you have a formal presentation that has been accepted, or whether you just are thinking, hey, I've kind of got an idea, but I'm not sure where it fits, we're going to start what we hope to be a successful endeavor called not K-12onlineconference.org, which will be, and we don't even really know what to call it. I think that's kind of where we're struggling with. It's not really an unconference. We don't want it to be seen as a secondary piece, but a complementary piece to the main conference. And it's just our way of making sure that everybody has the opportunity to participate in whatever way they choose. But we've decided to pass that off to a colleague of ours who we think will do fantastic. That is Mr. Bud Hunt, Bud the teacher. That's your talk, Bud.
Thanks, Dean. It's interesting too, and audacious. And the reason why I'm interested in this idea, as I mentioned to Darren and some others, is that the whole idea of a formal conference asking for sort of its own critical friend is very interesting to me. And how do we incorporate the formal and the informal? And how do we work within rules and bend rules when it makes sense? And how do we know what belongs where? I think that's all interesting stuff that we're going to explore as we try to put together not K-12 online.
And I just interject that I think the just-in-time elements of that, evidently we had some wavelength, what's that called when they're in phase, you know?
Synchronicity.
That's right. We had some of that happening across the miles here from Oklahoma to Colorado. Thinking about how so much is dynamic, things change so quickly, you know, you submit a proposal for a conference and, oh gosh, that's in 8 months, and man, the tool that I wanted to talk about, the learning strategy I wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk about something different, but I can't because I had to do that 8 months ago. The just-in-time element of that, we've got a very creative community that is very connected and dynamic in their learning. And we want to support that, and so I think a big part of this conference will be the opportunity that it will afford folks, both individuals and groups of people who want to get together, to just do some creative things as they learn together, to run with a project idea, to, you know, put something together. Not that we want things just, you know, thrown together, but it's just, it's going to be much less bounded and restricted. I think there's still going to be, you know, some boundaries and some guidelines, and that's what Bud's committee will look at. But I'm really excited about that element, because I think there's just so much creative energy and imagination in the community that we're in. If I'm rambling now, but anyway, I think it's going to, hopefully that's going to be unleashed in this kind of a forum.
It's interesting listening to everybody talk. We've kind of, in one way or another, some of the keywords from the various conference themes that we've had going on 3 years now have kind of come out in all of our talk. And but I think really kind of hit the nail on the head when there is value in formal learning. And there's also tremendous, perhaps untapped value in informal learning. And K-12 Online, maybe that's the formal learning part of the conference. And not K-12 Online is maybe the informal learning part of the conference. And what as Bud was saying, we're really trying to find the best of both worlds and try to find something that lives in the intersection. And formal learning can be very boring. Or not. I mean, it really depends on the presenter. And informal learning is often very organic, very engaging, and we're hoping that with this, that we see some of that arise and come out of developments in the community. And kind of, I guess, what scratched my passion in all of this was the idea that this allows us to say for K-12 Online that there will never again be a voice that cannot be heard. There will never be again be a voice that doesn't get the amplification that it merits based on its own merit. Because I think what's going to happen is whatever people produce here, and we really don't know what it's going to be yet, and that's the challenging task that Bud and his committee are undertaking, is to figure all that out. But to figure out how people will present that stuff, and then how do we amplify how does the cream rise to the top? You know, it's the quality of your message. It's not about who you are. It's not about where you are. It's not how long you've been blogging. It's what have you got to say, and does that resonate with people around the world? And if it does, then this may turn out to be where the real juice is in K-12 Online.
Or it could entirely flop.
Well, it could be.
What you were thinking, this is a disaster. But I think if people are listening to this and are thinking, what exactly is this going to look like? I think, Bud, I can safely say we have no idea right now exactly how this is going to look.
No, we don't. We don't. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Cheryl, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was thinking when Darren was talking, Bud, you may have similar ideas, but I was, you know, while I think it's kind of like when you have informal learning and everybody's really passionate and we get together, just like when we've been talking tonight. I mean, it was very spontaneous, very organic, very informal, but we were all very passionate about what we were doing. And it wasn't – I don't think this not K-12 Online is any way like a redheaded stepchild. I'm just saying that I think that just like informal learning is just as important as formal learning kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
not – Do you agree or not?
It's not a value Absolutely. Statement. It's a different statement.
Yeah.
To quote somebody's blog title, I forget whose. It's you know, it's a statement of difference, not a statement of quality. The two are valuable. They're different. They may not necessarily be. I know they're not diametrically opposed. And I think it's fascinating to be involved in a conference where the conveners are thinking about the contradictions inherent in doing a conference about self-directed learning and trying to promote that. So there's a lot of interesting, juicy, brainy stuff going on in this whole idea.
And that is a
slightly messy.
That's a
Sorry.
Common thread between both, right? I mean, I think we have agreed and mentioned that earlier, that our hope is that every teacher and every person, just, you know, in general, is going to increasingly become more confident as a self-directed learner. And an independent learner. And so that is definitely something I think that is going to be shared between the two conferences as a philosophy. But one of the differences, I think, will just be the whole gatekeeping idea. You know, it's just there, you know, there's going to be some kind of guidelines, I would think, that we're going to come up with, that the committee's going to come up with. But I think that the gatekeeping aspect of it is going to be very different, and the fact that people are hopefully going to feel even more empowered and free. For instance, whereas we've put a 20-minute limit on presentations in the strands this year because of file size and curating, and we'll link back to that podcast. You can listen to the description of that. You know, that's a specific limitation that is certainly not going to be on the Not K-12 Online conference presentations.
I think the cool thing about this is that there'll be, you know, some people when they're first starting to learn about something, when they're, you know, it's really outside of their comfort zone, they want a little bit of linearness. They want it to be a little bit structured. And there's going to be pieces of that in K-12 Online. But I think as we start to really come to understand this, as we start to emerge in our understanding of it, that to have that very divergent, messy, unstructured piece of it is going to add another layer of excitement. At least it is for me. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think it goes back to when we did our when we did our presentation at NEC, and we heard the great stories of people who, you know, for them, K-12 Online was a jumping point to the messiness, to the diversity of networks and self-directed learning. And the conference metaphor is something that all of our teachers understand and get. And so to continue with the idea of a conference, we understand that, we're comfortable with it, and yet there are those of us who are looking for something else and something different too. So I think in that respect, it does provide that alternative for those people that says, I'm done with conferences, I don't need them anymore, I need other spaces to learn. And so I think that's what we're trying to accomplish with this. But we recognized before that what we feel is our target audience for the most part are teachers who don't have a lot of experience with a digital learning environment. They're not comfortable with it. So we feel, the formal conference provides that structure, like you said, Cheryl, that they need and they like. So we'll give that to them.
I think Dean really put your finger on one of those juicy paradoxes that Bud had alluded to earlier, which is, here's a conference that I grew out of a bunch of people who had gone through this experience of self-directed learning and found how engaging that was and how that really kind of upped their personal, professional learning to a degree and a pace and a scale that had never been possible or had never happened before. And what we try to do with K-12 Online is really introduce new people to that. But like you said, we choose the conference metaphor, and that can be linear. And what we really want to do is kind of make K-12 Online, perhaps in some sense, obsolete. So it's kind of like not K-12 Online, perhaps, is the anti-metaphor, anti-conference, to help people kind of say, like, look, conference gives you a time and a place to come together and learn something that hopefully you find valuable. But the unconference might be a way and means to model for folks saying, you don't need us to do this.
Well, here's
you can go off and do this anytime you like on your own.
Here's an idea. I mean, that's one thing the committee could possibly brainstorm, or ways that it's going to be, you know, similar and different. But I think, you know, in general, simplicity is going to be a good thing in terms of not being overly burdensome with tons of regulations and rules. And it's just going to be interesting to see how this evolves. That's why we're so excited that Bud has agreed to chair the committee, because leadership in all things is very important, and we are very confident in Bud being able to shepherd this motley crew of you all can come up with the metaphors of who he's shepherding, but it's probably going to be an interesting crew of people with creative ideas. And
you guys can watch us all burn and drift into the distance together. It'll be fun, won't it?
I like Bud's ability to be chaos in a straight line. I mean, it's just
that's a really good one. He's the master of the juicy paradox.
Embrace the paradox.
I smell an avatar coming. That's good. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, guys. I'm looking forward to being useful to the conference in any way that I can be. So,
okay.
Thanks.
Well, we'll be.
We're really glad you said yes.
That's right, and it'll be interesting to track this, and we'll definitely be, sharing on the K-12 Online blog as well as elsewhere, where these discussions are taking place, and encourage folks to join in because that's the whole.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you think this is the worst idea you've ever heard of, or the best, or have any, leave a comment, and we want to be transparent. We want to have those critical friends. So let us know what you think of this wild, harebrained idea we've come up with.
I do want to credit this idea. This idea actually came from a comment. The original place that it got started was from a comment that was left on the K-12 online blog, and I can't remember right now who left it, but thank you. That's part of being in a community, is these kinds of ideas help to shape what we're doing and the changes that we're making.
Yeah, it was also the question is also sourced to that next presentation we did. And I think there was someone in the audience who was asking, why do I need K-12 online to publish my presentation? Why couldn't I just kind of go off and do it on my own or something like that? And initials B-H, I think.
I know that dude.
Yeah, I thought you might. So, and he's actually, he doesn't just push us in all the right ways. He actually steps up to the plate, and he's going to make it happen.
We'll see.
Glad to have you aboard, bud.
He's raising the ball already on you, so watch out.
Yeah.
I feel the love.
Neil, and we will kiss the. You can kiss the ring at this time.
So, before we get carried off with too many other metaphors, I think we'll sign off our recording. So, thank you for tuning in. This has been a recording for the record on Tuesday, July the 29th, 2008, with our K-12 Online convener crew and our illustrious committee chair for not K-12. K12onlineconference.org, Bud Hunt. This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 license. Music used in today's podcast is from the PodSafe Music Network. Learn more about the K-12 Online Conference from our website and conference blog, k12onlineconference.org.